Schmidt, Self-Management of Excessive Tension. A course specially designed to deal with tensions and stresses which mount up and come in the way of our day-to-day work schedule. The SMET is based on the Upanishadic principles of stimulation and relaxation. In the Mandukya Karika, we get a beautiful shloka, Laye Sambodhaye Chittam. When the mind goes into a state of stagnation, stupor, then address it, stimulate it, and bring it to activity. Stimulate a sleeping mind. Vikshiptam shamayet punaha, it is said. When we bring the mind to activity, it may turn into overactivity or hyperactivity. The mind has to be calmed down. The excessive rajas has to be calmed down and reduced. Vikshiptam, that which has become totally random, shamayet punaha, has to be calmed down. Punaha, again and again. Stimulate, relax, stimulate, relax, stimulate, relax. That forms the core or the essence of the entire SMET program. This twofold approach is being actualized into a package by using the different yoga techniques. For stimulations, we use asanas, the breathing, the blood circulation, the nerve impulses, and so on, to stimulate the system, to build in the awareness, and by relaxation, by let go, by calming down, we release the stresses and tensions. What is stress? According to the modern medical world, stress is a reflex, it is a reaction to a demanding situation. We encounter a large number of demanding situations in our day-to-day life, and our system continuously, to cope up with the situation, raises itself to a heightened activity, bring about a series of changes, starting off from the cortex down to each and every part in the body. The twofold changes that come about through the nervous system and the endocrine system, the chemical and electrical activity, bring about a total reaction throughout the body. Increased blood pressure, increased heartbeat, increased blood circulation, increased breathing rate, and so on. That helps us to cope up with a demanding situation and either fight or flee away from the situation. Fight or flight reaction, as it is called. At the conclusion of the demanding situation, the body comes back to normalcy. Hence, this is a mandatory reflex built into our system. But for this, we may end up getting collapsed. But however, the modern life continuously stimulates us every moment. And before we start bringing the system back to normalcy, again there is a demanding situation. Early in the morning when you start off to go for the walk, you are running, catching the bus, beating the traffic, and you are running. By the time you reach the office, you want to relax, but always there is an SOS message, and you are pushed into activity, stimulated again and again, so many number of times that you have no time to relax, no time for the system to come back to normalcy. It is this imbalance which continued for days and days, months after months and years, will start hitting the entire body-mind complex and create many stress hazards. You may end up with sleepless nights, you start resorting to drugs, sedatives, if not drinks. And that percolates further down, starts hitting your heart, hitting your pancreas, causing hypertension or heart attack, or diabetes, or peptic ulcers, migraine, epilepsy, low back pain, spondylosis, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, and a series of modern psychosomatic ailments and psychiatric problems.